The governor is essentially crowdsourcing a solution to 270's prodigious backups.
We're putting up $100 million to try to attract the best ideas from transportation innovators.
After seeing what's happened across the Potomac in Virginia, we asked him,
are you open to tolling 270?
It's not something we've been talking about, no.
If you take that off the table, then you're left with a state that's scrambling for dollars, and then less can happen.
Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner says the $100 million is a good start.
We can assess how transformative it'll be once the bids come in.
Along 270 in Potomac, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.